This is K-Rock 955.
Dude, it's...
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben. No conditions apply. Oh, wait. Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits.
Mate, here we are back on the podcast. It feels good. And I have just had a little sneak peek of what we've got in store for you.
Booyah.
And it is going to be an absolute ripper. First and foremost, though, how are you? You good?
Hey, always good. We've just had a massive weekend of the footy finals.
Oh,
who
went, wow.
We're not actually sure who won because we do this a pre-recorded setup.
It's a little bit earlier. Yeah. So for those international listeners, our AFL Grand Final is on today,
yep.
Which is one of the biggest sporting events in the calendar.
Yeah, it's massive.
It's the Super Bowl of NFL.
Well, good on them. I'm sure you'll see who wins by the time you're listening to this.
And it sucks because we're not allowed to celebrate it in any way. We've got to stay at home.
Yeah, exactly right. We're still in lockdown. Anyway, you're good.
Obviously. Yeah, I'm good, mates. Look, I'm excited to get into the podcast because coming up, I'm talking about customer service.
Beautiful.
We've all probably experienced some bad customer service and what this one particular bloke did when he got some bad customer service is unbelievable. And I'm going to adopt his sort of behaviour.
From this point on.
Yeah, we'll discuss that very soon.
Perfect. Also, a tennis player has not put himself in hot water, but there might be a rule change in tennis because of what he's been doing.
Oh.
And you don't want to be associated with this.
Love it. Okay, enjoy the podcast.
Andy, we've been friends a long time.
I was trying to...
Oh, hang on, I'll rephrase that. We've known each other a long time.
Good. Is it 11 years?
Oh, yeah.
It's a
and
long
counting.
It's a long time, yeah, isn't it? When do you stop, like,
being
becoming friends?
Anytime you want. Just, yeah. Just give me the word.
What's the period of not talking where it'd be like, all right, you're not friends anymore?
Oh, this weekend.
If we don't talk for a weekend, we're no longer friends.
Because we wouldn't have a job if we didn't speak over the weekend, which means you're useless to me.
Fair call.
some people on Reddit, all that sort of gear,
yep,
have posted cheeky favours that people have been asking and where they push the boundaries. And I... Asking mates for favours or asking people in their lives for favours. And I wondered, how far could I push you for a favour?
Yeah, all right, okay. You want to do...
Well,
do
I don't.
Now.
I'm not going to do that now.
Okay.
But I'm just curious because I think I could get away with a fair bit with you. And I reckon you would just go...
Yeah, I think I'm a relatively nice guy. And if someone's going to be genuine, being like, hey, look, I've left my wallet at home. Can you buy me lunch? I'm going to buy them lunch.
And this is the thing. If I was lighthearted about a favour for you, you would dig your heels in and not do it. You would go, nah, I'm not doing it. But if I played the card of I was desperate, I think you would do a fair bit.
I would help. Yes.
Requests have been thrown around. So people asking friends to drive their kids to school that's 40 minutes out of the way.
Yeah, and people are happy to do that?
Well, I'd say that's pretty cheeky.
Yeah.
People have asked an ex-partner to help them move.
Oh, you can't be doing that.
But why?
I just don't think you'd do that.
I guess the saying is, if you don't ask, you don't get.
Well, that's true.
Taking their dogs for a walk. Like, oh, you're out for a walk anyway. Can you just take my dog?
That's fair. I'd be happy to do that.
Really?
You're already going for a walk, walking your dog. What's an extra dog?
See, I think that's...
You reckon that's too far-fetched?
I think someone taking advantage... That's taking advantage. Because it's like you're saying, well, you're out walking anyway. I don't want to walk. Take my dog for a walk. Well, don't have a dog.
I think it's fair game.
Wallpapering a bedroom?
Yeah, no.
That's
way.
Genuine housework. Although,
I'm not coming to your house to do a DIY.
Is that the stance you want to take?
Well, no, unless you... Yeah, well, because a lot of people helped me with the deck, which was great, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah, but this is where the pinnacle of my story comes in. You wouldn't have a deck if you weren't calling in favours left, right and centre.
No, I know.
You'd have the smallest deck in Geelong.
And you know what? I wouldn't have a job either because I called in a favour during the week being like, hey, can I put you down as a reference?
Exactly right. And I had to lie through my teeth.
Lo and behold, I got the job because you were my number one reference.
So can you walk my dog? You said you were happy to.
Maybe not today. Mate, I just think people who break into homes, to restaurants, to workplaces.
To neighbours' houses.
To neighbours' houses. They just never forward plan.
Nah.
I don't...
Well, I think everyone's got an exit strategy. We all know the one how they've got the guy waiting in the car.
Yeah, but do they really think they're planned through? I reckon they
here we go.
They go in there, they're like, oh, they get a little bit carried away.
Yeah. They see all the gold and the rubies and the money.
And then they hear the sirens and they're like, all right, maybe we're here a little bit too long. A bloke that was in a restaurant a little bit too long, a bar, Lee Roach, 46, broke into Harrison's Bar in Liverpool, where he knocked back various spirits and ended up falling asleep behind the bar, where he remained until the cleaner found him the next day.
See, I'd almost let him go if he could settle the bill. Because
that is a good call.
He hasn't robbed.
Well, no, he has.
Well, I know, but he's stayed there. he's gone in to get drunk, and you know, we're not saying that's the right thing to do.
Yeah,
but it's not like he's fleeced the joint of $1,000.
All right,
or maybe he did. How much did he drink?
Okay, so the cleaner called the police, who arrived on the scene to wake him up first. Roche. Oh. Before being swiftly, before them arresting him.
Hang on, mate. Is his name Roach or Roche?
R-O-A-C-H.
So Roach. So halfway through, you've changed to Roche.
Whatever. Guess what they found on him? This is correct.
Oh, probably a couple of firearms and a couple of $100,000 or something.
All right, so they found $10,000
in
toy money.
So not even real money. So he's paying the tab as he goes. Here you go. And here's a little something for you as well.
They also found a couple of bottles stashed into his rucksack.
Why? Oh, as in to take away.
To take away.
Yeah, okay.
And he also had a parcel that he'd nabbed from a block of flats before getting into the bar.
Okay. So he'd had a successful robbery and then went to celebrate.
And went to the bar to celebrate. Wow. You sort of think, look, it's not that bad. But then when you look at his history, he's had 90 previous convictions, 161 offences,
so
including...
Is that a rough go?
Including theft and burglary. So you sort of think, mate, how do you not know by now?
Yeah, exactly right. And look, you can tell how far out of it he was, because he did try to pay the cops off with the toy money and said, here you go, officers, I'll make it worth your while.
It's okay. It's okay. I've got cash.
Look, high-level professional athletes, sporting fields, it's something I've always aspired to. Never quite got there. Commitment was a big issue.
Mate, Falcons under 13s? Under 11s, Falcons.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it didn't help that I was 18, but, you know, I was still in the group.
What's your claim to fame? Played on Paddy Dangerfield, kicked 14 on you.
And he kicked my ass.
Yeah. I love that so much.
Stefan Tsitsipas. Stefanas.
Yeah, Tsitsipas, tennis player.
Great tennis player.
Mm.
No one can doubt he's a great tennis player. But of late, he's been getting a little bit of hot water because of tactics he's employing or that people think that they're employing.
Yeah, he's a little bit hot-headed as well, isn't he?
Just say you don't know what I'm talking about.
No, I do. He's obviously doing something, because tennis is a very, You can't be disrespectful when you're playing tennis.
Yeah, yeah,
you can't be sledging your opponent and things like that. So
which
I feel like
so
that's what he's
weird,
doing.
Because you're one-on-one on court. You couldn't help myself but to throw a sledge across the court. tennis is set to dump extended toilet breaks. So,
I see what you've done. Yeah. Good. Okay.
So Tsitsipas has been criticised because recently, when games are getting to a tense point, he goes to the toilet. And he says, you know, I'm just going to the toilet.
Yep.
Not my fault. But he's going for long periods of time.
So
7, 8 minutes.
Okay.
And to us, not that big of a deal.
No.
But to a high-level professional athlete, an eight-minute break to calm yourself when it's a really tense moment...
Takes the momentum out.
Exactly. Takes the momentum out. The other players, it's on a high. They have to then calm back down, cool back down. They've got to then get themselves back up. And I just thought to myself, wow, in 50 years, people are going to be asking, hey, how come we don't let tennis players go to the toilet? Oh, Tsitsipas just spent a day and a half in there. He's not going to be remembered for being a great tennis player. He's going to be remembered because he couldn't sort his stuff out in the toilet.
Hang on. So what now? Is it just like you're not allowed to go on the toilet break and we'll just see Tsitsipas?
Well, I think he's not going to go and relieve himself on court.
Well, I just thought he might be the bloke wearing a nappy at the other end being we need the ball kids to clean up the court because it's looking a little bit wet on the ground, guys. Mate, customer service. They say the customer is always right. I don't know who created that saying. I love it, though. But I've definitely been on the receiving end of not being right.
So I've like, I don't live by that. Like, I know I can be obnoxious at times. And I know, but and I can be quite arrogant sometimes. But when I think I'm right, I'm right. Like, yeah. That's the whole thing. I can't see past it. And I've been told recently that sometimes when I'm speaking to people on service,
yeah,
or that are serving me, I can come off as quite a smart ass.
Yeah, I can see how they would think that.
I feel that I'm just asking a question.
No, I can definitely see that.
Like, some, for example, at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Order food. Yep. You've ordered your food, I order my food. And I'll get my food and you won't have yours. And I'll say something like, oh, will we be eating together?
That is such a smart ass thing to say.
But it's like, I know. To me, it's a bit of common knowledge. Bring the food out together.
I know. But it's also smarter.
So I've got to rein in a bit. I'm trying to better myself.
You do have to definitely rein that in a bit. I bought a dog coat a couple of months ago now. It was over $150 for a dog coat.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to tell you what brand it is, but it's a $150 dog coat.
Is it Kathmandu?
Wags,
is it a Kathmandu jacket? You just said it's a dog coat.
It's not a Kathmandu jacket. Wags wore it once, and he damaged it. Now, I sent an email asking if they could replace it or repair it.
Yeah.
They weren't willing to do it.
Whoa.
I
guess it's an animal.
Surely you just give us a replacement.
But he's an animal.
I don't care. It was $150. Anyway, a woolly shopper has done one of what I think is
I thought
the...
that was your story.
No. A woolly shopper's spiteful act after a checkout worker doesn't say have a nice day as he left the supermarket. He's done is the Woolies customer recorded himself returning back into the store, and what they're saying is causing chaos. He broke bars of chocolate, so the actual like blocks of chocolate.
He broke them up.
In half. And then he also went up to the Mars bars and Cherry Ripe, snapping them in half.
That's fantastic.
I think this is the best thing ever.
So, I mean, don't do it.
I'm not condoning it.
No,
but I love this. He then walked.
It's harmless fun.
It is. He then walked into the soft drink section and picked up all the Pepsis.
Shook them.
Pepsis and placed them back until finally he went to the to the sauce aisle where like all your tomato sauces are kept.
Yeah.
And he has unscrewed the tops of the sauces off. Now, keeping in mind,
they've got the plastic.
They've
filling.
Still got that plastic filling over the top.
Yeah.
So it's nothing is getting.
This
like,
is the definition of harmless fun.
I love it. It has been uploaded to TikTok. It's been viewed over 50,000 times. A lot of people saying he's in the wrong for doing this. This bro is a menace to society. He's so childish, it hurts. You don't have to give everyone else a bad day because you're having a bad day. Whereas I love this. I think
This is ultimate. This is the definition of harmless fun.
Yep.
No one's getting hurt by this. The soda will subside.
Yep.
The chocolate will replenish. It'll melt on a hot day and stick back together.
This is good for him. Or is he coming back in a couple of days and that's in the reduced section?
Does the chocolate have to go on sale?
I think it would if
because
it's
snapped
in
half. Because you're selling the product. You're not selling the...
Yeah, but you're not buying chocolate when it's snapped in half, let's be honest. Do we go down and do a little experiment?
You snap the chocolate, I'll snap it up.
I can't say we'll be snapping, We'll see if it's on sale and we'll report back.
I'm not one to discount a shout around. If it's my turn to pay, I'll pay.
I can't.
How much money do you think you need to retire?
Hang on, what's that got to do with shouting drinks?
Well, I'm just saying.
I think maybe 2 million.
Jesus.
Well, you need over 1 million to retire.
Okay.
I think to have a nice retirement, probably 2 mil.
So this guy might be feeling the pinch of that.
What do you think?
Oh, a couple hundred bucks. American football coach Bruce Barnum admits things got out of hand. He made a statement to say he's the head coach of Portland State.
Yep.
Which I would say is a university.
Yeah, college uni.
In the NFL. Mm-hmm. And he was left shaking his head after he said anyone that is coming to watch our first game, yep. our opening game, and gets down to this particular pub, I'll buy you a beer.
Oh, no.
I'll buy you a beer.
Yeah.
So,
has he tweeted this out? How has he said it?
Sorry. So, it's called Barney's Beer Garden. It's in the stadium.
Yep.
So, if you come to the stadium, you're a paid up ticket member, whatever, and you get in the game. If you go to that beer garden section, yeah. you get a free beer.
Now, I just know college games, we were really trying hard to go to a Texas game. Get the horns out.
Oh, yep.
Stick them
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Could not get tickets to it.
Yeah, wow.
They have their fans, they have bigger turnouts at the college games than the actual NFL games.
Yeah, it's crazy because they're so much into it.
Over 100,000 people go to those college games.
He reckons this is a bad idea. Now, this, I think this is okay, like for expectations. He said that more than 2,000 beers were bought on his tab.
And he's all right with that.
Well, I'm not saying he's all right with it. He's shaking his head. It cost him about $20,000, which makes me think to myself, 2,000 beers?
Mm.
What are they, $10 a beer?
Wow.
I guess at a stadium, yeah.
$10 a beer. It gets me thinking, he's either played it one of two ways. He's thinking, hey, I'm happy to shout everyone the first beer in the hope that they stick around.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And pay him back.
Yeah, well,
he's got 2,000 free beers coming his way.
Yeah, but if you hang around, you spend more money. If you're smart, though, and I was like this at uni, you stick around for the free drinks and then see you later.
Oh, nice.
As if you didn't go to a 21st, you hang around and have drinks. Oh, is the tab running out? All right, sweet.
Got something on. Yeah, I'll take one for the road. Yeah. Thanks very much
Catch
for
you later. It's been a great party. Bye. Yeah. Well, there we go, mate. The podcast is just about done, but we need to dive into our brains and do this.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up.
I would like to know, I was scratching my head about this the other day.
I'll help you.
Could you definitively say that at a Coles or a Woolworths or an Aldi, that you've been served by the same person in a checkout?
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
You can honestly say this is a person that served me before.
I've had someone beg for me to go through their lane.
No, that's what I'm asking.
No, I know.
I'm saying as a one-off serve you.
Yeah.
But could you definitively say, I remember that person serving me more than once?
Yes.
I don't believe.
And what about the deli? Going to the deli, having someone serve you more than once?
I guess the point of my thought is that can you remember these workers?
100%
Because they're literally seeing your ins and outs. They know exactly what you're buying. They know you as a person.
I also go through the self-service.
I do the self-serve as well. Yeah. And that's what got me thinking because I'm like, well, I can't remember the last time I let someone serve me.
Mm.
And I can't remember if they've served me more than once because I don't want this person building up an image of me as a person.
Oh.
Well, last week, Benny bought the low-fat cream, but now he's on the full-fat. Wonder if he's changed his diet. Mate, he's given up on his weight loss.
Don't worry about the cream that's in your basket. Worry about everything else that's in your basket.
Yeah, well, it's just interesting. I'd take notice of who's serving you.
Yeah, good thought, mate. One of your best. Joking. Hey, if you like the podcast, make sure you like and subscribe. We'll be back next Monday. New episodes drop at 9 a.m. every Monday. See ya.
See ya.
Get me out of here!
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K-Rock 955.